You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com, where you can get this video and all other previous videos, as well as sign up to our free WhatsApp video groups. And also you can sign up on our website to get the weekly newsletter, which has the video links and text included. Today's video is going to be in regards to playing games on Shabbos. It's coming up the summer and ending up the spring, and Shabbos is longer, and people are trying to find ways to occupy themselves through the end of Shabbos. And the question has come up of playing certain games, whether they are halakhically permissible or not on Shabbos. Namely, what we're speaking about is the game of Monopoly or other similar games where people are using fake money. The question is that we know you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos. So the question is whether you're allowed to play Monopoly, which mimics business transactions. We're buying and selling houses and stuff like that, and fake money is transferred. So is that allowed on Shabbos as well? As well, we're going to speak about the other board game of Scrabble, as we are already speaking about board games. So first, before we bring the answer, we have to make a hakdama before that and tell everyone is that when it comes to board games, whether or not you're allowed to play them or not, there's two conditions that have to be met that I want to speak about. There could be others, but the first thing is that there's an aspect of borer, of separating pieces, that a person has to be very careful of. That even in a game where a person is allowed to play, a person has to be very careful that when they start the game, they're allowed to take the pieces that they need if they're going to play right away. However, when the game is over, you're not allowed to separate the pieces because that's not for immediate use. So at the end of the game, a person has to just put all the pieces away and be done with it until after Shabbos, and they can separate the pieces. The second part of this is that when games are being played, we're talking about games where there's no prizes awarded. If these games are attached to an actual prize of money or food or something like that, then there would be usur for that reason as well, even if the actual game is allowed on Shabbos. Now, getting to Monopoly, the halacha is that they it was shown to Rav Scheinberg, that Rav Scheinberg says that even though the game mimics business practices and business transactions, it is technically permitted and it would be allowed. He did add that it is not in the spirit of Shabbos to be done. The same was said by the Or Lizion, Chacham Ben Sina B'Shal. He said it would be permitted, and so said it says Rav Simcha Banim Cohen, that is allowed. They all say that it is not in the spirit of Shabbos to be done, and it should be limited, especially by adults, if not, that you cannot be able to stop the children. But if children wanted to be playing these games, then you should not stop them. That's the halach in regards to Monopoly. Now we're speaking about board games. There is another game called Scrabble, where it's a shaila of writing. There's two parts to the question. One is about actually forming letters and words. There's also a separate problem of keeping track of what the score is, which may come to bring a person to write down on Shabbos. So the halacha is that some poskim want to say that you can't play Scrabble at all on Shabbos because of the aspect of keeping track. Most poskim say there's not a problem because of writing, that does not come to the isser of ksiva, but because of the fact of keeping track and writing down, some poskim want to say that it's not allowed. The question was brought in front of Rav Scheinberg, and Rav Scheinberg said that even though there are those poskim that say that it is not allowed to be played because of the reason of keeping track, he said it is okay to play Scrabble on Shabbos, but a person should be extra careful and diligent not to come to write down anything on Shabbos. The trick is many people use a book to keep track of their scores. Now that's in regards to the regular Scrabble game, where they asked Rav Scheinberg. The question was asked about the deluxe Scrabble or travel Scrabble, where there's actually an interlocking piece where you put the pieces into their place. So that could be more of a problem of specifically putting the pieces in. The author of the Sefer Halachas of Muksa, who is also the author of the Halachas of Other People's Money, which we use in other videos, he actually showed a deluxe Scrabble board to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Moshe Feinstein said is that it would not be allowed on Shabbos for the reason of the locking of the pieces in, and it would be also to be done on Shabbos. So just as a summary, in regards to Monopoly, it would be allowed, but it's just not in the spirit of Shabbos to be done. And in regards to Scrabble, Rav Scheinberg said it was allowed to be done if it's a regular Scrabble game, but when it comes to deluxe Scrabble, where the pieces are set in place, or a travel Scrabble, then that would not be allowed. Thank you very much, and have a great Shabbos.